From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the latest episode of Why Not Mint Money. I'm your host, Jash Kriplani. In today's episode of Why Not Mint Money, we are joined by Abhishek Bondia, who is the MD of SecureNow, on how consumers can guard against insurance mis-selling.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Hi, Abhishek. Welcome to the latest episode of Why Not Mint Money. So Abhishek, we'll get straight to the point. We are seeing reports of mis-selling happening a lot, especially in the insurance space. Can you first off take us through what are the common types of mis-selling that we see in this segment?
Thank you, Josh, for inviting me to your show. In my experience, when we look at insurance, there are several types of mis-selling that happens. The more common one that we understand is where a product has been oversold, either in terms of returns or product features. But then I also see two other types of mis-selling that happens. One is where a policyholder has been given a wrong advice. So they've been sold a product which is, does not necessarily meet their need. For example, when you sell a deferred annuity product to a 70-year-old, that is a misfit. And the other type of mis-selling in my mind is where the buying process has not been fully explained to the policyholder, or the policyholder is advised not to disclose full facts while buying an insurance, which is not recommended.
And Abhishek, how can consumers guard against insurance mis-selling?
So the first thing that a policyholder has to do is to identify the right insurance intermediary, right, from where they are getting the advice for buying the product. I think once you have a trusted advisor, everything else can follow from there.
And what kind of insurance products are generally mis-sold, Abhishek?
See, if you go by the various types of mis-selling that I described, the overpromise or the wrong product features, there the most common products which are missold are the investment products, like your life insurance, endowment products, or ULIP product. Those are the products which are often missold in terms of overpromising. When you look at improper buying, a lot of times health insurance is missold by hiding information from the insurer just to get the policy issued.
Right. Sure. So what can consumers do in such cases to be more vigilant and ensure that they are doing it in the right manner so that they don't get into trouble at a later stage when there is an emergency and they really need to settle the claims?
So if you think about the insurance product landscape today, there are several measures which are put in place for the policyholder. So for example, in a health insurance today, you have what we call as the customer information sheet, CIS, wherein despite the product being so complicated, all the major features of the product are disclosed in the CIS, right? So the customer should take the effort to go through the CIS so that they understand what the broad terms and conditions are. What is the co-payment in the policy? Are there any gappings in the policy? What are the various waiting periods? All that is put in a very brief and succinct way within the CIS. Once you get the policy, you have the detailed terms and conditions. It's a good idea to go through that to the extent you can. And if it does not meet your their requirements or if it does not meet your expectation, the customer has the option to cancel the policy within the free look period. So customer should exercise that. It's not that, you know, once a policy is sold, you are caught onto that for life.
And Abhishek, all these CIS and terms and conditions documents, I believe, are pretty lengthy in size. So is there any key things that consumers should watch out for when going through these documents? Can you give some, say, guidepost how they can quickly, you know, at the same time, kind of cover the major points in such documents?
So, insurance is complex. So this would really vary by product. But when you think about, let's say, an investment product, if you've been promised a guaranteed return, if you've been promised a certain level of return, let's say 12%, 15%, you know, an alarm should immediately get triggered. How is that possible? And where is it written in the policy document? In fact, if you look at the benefit illustrations for a lot of the investment products, it clearly highlights what are the kind of payout that a policyholder should expect, and multiple scenarios are given. So if you are buying insurance from an investment perspective, you should look out for the promise or the guaranteed returns clearly, you know, spelled out in the policy. If you're buying a protection a product like a health insurance or a life insurance, one should look out for the exclusions. If there are special exclusions which are mentioned in the policy, those would be some, you know, common things that one should watch out for.
Right. And also, how about regulatory intervention? What can the regulator do to control such mis-selling?
If you see, the regulator has over the years done a lot in terms of policyholder protection. I mentioned to you about CIS. That is a relatively recent initiative by the regulator, where they are making it even more policyholder friendly. A long time ago, the regulator had come up with a suitability analysis, right, where the agent or the intermediary has to ask specific questions to determine whether the product fits the requirement of the policyholder or not. Then recently, the regulator has proposed to increase the free look period from 15 to 30 days, right? So in health insurance, the regulator has standardized all the exclusions in the policy. So the regulator overall has done a lot and continues to push the envelope in terms of how do you protect the policyholder interest more and more.
Okay. And Abhishek, what if someone gets the wrong policy, realizes that later? What's the process to cancel such a policy? What are the charges? And generally, what's the procedure?
So, if you want to cancel the policy after you've received it, so you have a window of 15 days generally across different modes. So, once the policy is received, you can apply for canceling the policy with the nearest branch of that insurer. In terms of charges, the general policy charges will not be applicable. What will be applicable is the basic administrative charge that the insurer may have incurred, which essentially means the cost of medical checkup, if any, and the stamp duty charges. Also, if the risk has already started, then the insurer is entitled to deduct the risk premium for that period, proportionate period. And that's about it. The remaining premium would be paid back to the policyholder.
Right. And, you know, generally, Abhishek, when people are looking at insurance products, there are both investment plans available. There are both pure insurance covers available. Any thumb rule that they should follow? Is it a good idea to, say, invest and take coverage through separate policies? Or any, quick suggestions that you can give to our listeners when they are considering insurance policies?
So my recommendation would be first get adequate protection insurance. And in terms of priority, policyholder first should get a health insurance, then a life insurance, and then there are supplementary protection plans like critical illness, personal accident that one should look at. Once those needs are met, then an individual should look at potential investment plans, within the life insurance space. If one does this right, does the protection right, and keeps the investment horizon and the investment objective separate, then the idea of being misled would get substantially mitigated.
Right. So that's a quick way of ensuring that you don't get misled. first take care of your protection and then look at investment. So basically, you're saying that try and avoid blending the two in one product.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And whenever you're buying protection plans, you should look at disclosing all the facts to the insurer. If you had a medical procedure, if you had any congenital problem, if there was any pre-existing condition, you should always disclose it to the insurer. It's in your interest. Maybe the policy won't get issued in case you have a chronic ailment, but it is much better to not pay a premium to the insurer rather than pay the premium and get a claim rejected later on, right? So insurance is about peace of mind, and the way to get it is by disclosing all facts upfront to the insurer.
Anything else you think consumers should keep in mind when it comes to insurance policy?
So a point that I would just reiterate, Josh, that insurance is about protection. So one should think about that, and B, think about disclosure, and C, read the document. Don't delegate the filling of the proposal form or reading the policy document, everything on the intermediary. You'll have to take ownership. You'll have to, fill the form. You'll have to, see the CIS. Insurance is a long-term, contract, and it is all worth the while to invest upfront in reading these documents a little bit.
Abhishek, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. If you liked this episode and would like to hear to more such interesting conversations, do log into our channel Why Not Mint Money on Spotify, where you'd always find me omnipresent. Also, if you have any new ideas or suggestions, you can DM me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @ Jash Kriplani, that is JASHKRIPLANI. You can always reach out to us over the email. Our email ID is mintmoney@limint.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.